Parker, Cindy James, Andre Nelly, and Kenneth Williams in... Hancock's Half Hour.
Hi, I'm Kevin McNally, and I play Tony Hancock in The Missing Hancocks.
Hi, I'm Neil Pearson. I'm the director of the show, and I make sure he does it properly. What we are inviting the audience to do here is to imagine themselves back in the BBC Radio Theatre in the mid-late 50s, seeing these things created for the first time.
The parts of the father and his three sons will all be played by Mr. Anthony Hancock. The rest of the cast will just have to jump in when they can.
Unless you heard them when they first went out in 1955, 1956, you have not heard these shows before. The transmissions were lost, who knows when, but they are not in the BBC archive. 20 are missing from the total of 102 shows they produced, and we thought that was a shame, because they are as fresh and as funny as the day they were written.
Again, and this time, somebody actually do it.
Tony Hancock is such an icon to so many people. Is that daunting to take on that part?
Yes, a little, but the challenge was, I know exactly how to do all of the Hancocks that I've seen and heard, but when you get a script that you can't hear, you have to really go through all of his stuff and start to make guesses of how he would have responded to the scripts. And that's a slightly different job. So I spend a lot of time when we get a new script going through the old radio shows, trying to find a situation that might be like the situation I now have in the script and seeing what sort of choices he made. Because I don't want to be that singular moany Hancock impression. I want it to be to have the full range that he had as a performer.
Captain Rodney Hancock reporting for duty.
Yes, straight in, Captain. The Admiral's expecting you.
Come in, Captain. You know, of course, why I sent for you.
Yes, sir, because I am the best captain of the Royal Navy, the most decorated, the most loved, and the bravest man you have under your command.
Exactly. As soon as we heard about the NATO maneuvers, we said, thanks for being it.
Hello, I'm Robin Sebastian. I'm playing Kenneth Williams, I am.
You've made a career out of playing Kenneth Williams.
Yes, I have. I have. Well, he's in me. He's in me. He's at me. You see, he's in me. I'm trying to misbehave as him. The one thing he couldn't bear was to be ignored, I think, frankly. And I ain't going to be ignored, not in this show. And, of course, Kenneth Williams didn't play the... It's not a huge part, really, but I do try to steal the limelight as much as possible and take it away from Mr. Hancock himself. And, of course, that's what really upset Hancock at the time. He just had his snide character who'd turn up each week going, oh, good evening. And the audience would just give him a round of applause. And, of course, Tony Hancock couldn't bear that.
In these scripts here at Edinburgh, do you get a sense of that antagonism at all between the two?
Well, of course, there is this bit in one of the episodes we do where Tony Hancock is drowning and I'm playing the part of a lifeguard. And he's drowning. And Bill Kerr says, but you've got to help him. It's Tony Hancock off the radio. And I'm like, what, really, what? Oh, no one will miss him. No, I don't get him personally. It's that bloke who talks about me. He's the one who gets all the laughs. Now, that was cut out of the script. It's all scribbled out, but we put it back in again, and it's hilarious. It really is. The audience like that. A little bit of a tussle going on, and it's just really great fun.
Where's the man Meadows? Meadows! Meadows!
I'm coming faster!
You thought I was overacting, eh?
This is a boisterous cast. Sometimes I'm their director and sometimes I'm their lion tamer. As with the originals, the desire to engage immediately with the audience is as strong with this cast as it was with the original cast in the 50s, and ad-libs come in. But what we are determined to do as a cast is maintain a fidelity to the original script.
No, I didn't, fellas. You double-crossed us.
With Hancock's Half Hour, I think Gorton and Simpson invented the modern sitcom. They stripped away the musical interlude that punctuated every single half hour of comedy up to that point. Even a show as radical and as zany as The Goon Show stopped for some crooners. They wanted to tell a story straight through, and as a result, they set the template for the way shows work.
It's a testament to them, and it's a testament to the symbiosis they had with Tony Hancock, that that character developed, and whatever crazy situation he's in, even if it seems, well, this is a bit of a stretch and not very Hancock, you know he found a way, and I tried to find the way that makes it absolutely gold Hancock.
You were saying before that there's a little bit of the Hancock's Half Hour which is stuck in your head.
Well, of course, unfortunately, doing this show, I now have a complete earworm of Hancock's Half Hour. So I would like to give you my earworm. It goes like this. This is the BBC Light programme. We present Tony Hancock, Bill Kerr, Andre Melly, Sidney James, and somebody else in Bum Bum Bubba Bum Bum. Hancock's Half Hour. You can use as much or as little as you like. That's the bit.